Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. I'm joined with my fantabulous guest host, Miss 100%. And, of course, we come to give you the Smooth Drama. So if you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. We want to holler at you. And I know some of y'all are too shy to call in, so feel free. Email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Add me on Facebook, Twitter, my yearbook, MySpace, LinkedIn. On Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. You follow me, I'll follow you back. Everywhere else, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, and I'll, of course, add you back, and we can socialize. And if you want to holler at my homegirl, Miss 100%, go to our Smooth Drama site. Go to the featured, well, not the featured guest, the About Us page, and you'll find Miss 100%. And you can like her. She likes to be liked.
You just, I love to be liked.
She loves to be liked. Speaking of loving to be liked. Oh, man, I had, you know, didn't pay any bills, got my survival kit all together. I had like 8 tons of water, and the world didn't end. I woke up, and we were still here. Not that I'm disappointed or anything, but I'm just saying. According to this guy, we're not supposed to be done now. He says that he was off by 5 months. So the Earth will actually be obliterated on October 21st. Now, what?
Really?
Yeah, really? You what sucks
really?
About that? Yeah. What sucks, though, is that's like a week before Halloween. Now, there's a zombie walk that's supposed to happen on Halloween Day. The show The Walking Dead is supposed to come back. He messing with my serious nerd stuff. I don't appreciate it.
Right. Well, it's crazy because here's the thing. He and other people, or whatever you want to call them, they have gotten things so twisted up, it's ridiculous to even try to even sort through all the malarkey. But the thing about it is none of this stuff is even supposed to happen until after the rapture, which haven't even happened yet. So he needs to make up his mind if he wants us to believe that the rapture is going to happen, or is it going to be the end of the world? Because one minute he's saying the rapture, then next he's saying the end of the world. So just pick one.
Here's my ad. Maybe those 144,000 people got taken, and he didn't know it because he wasn't one of 144,000.
Because he was one of them, and then maybe he should be quiet with them.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hey, I mean,
I told you. You gotta wait till October.
he makes a lot of books look bad. That's all I'm going to say. He makes a lot of people who do believe in the rapture, and who do believe in Jesus Christ and God, and who are faith folks. He makes them look bad because it makes them look unstable. It makes them look like they don't know what the heck they're talking about, because everybody is listening to this
I have to disagree with you. I mean, because if somebody crazy does something, and they just because they say they believe what you believe, don't mean they make you look bad. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, we black folks, whatnot. If somebody black do something stupid, that got nothing to do with me. That's him or her.
Well, that's true. They have nothing to do with you, but look at what people say. Yeah, they're black. They all do drugs.
Well,
yeah, they're black.
All these people can kiss my ass.
But the point I'm trying to make is that a lot of people are saying, yeah, now they definitely don't believe in God because he made this, he didn't have any knowledge to begin with on this subject. He thought that he did, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And then now is everybody's like, no, I really don't believe in God now that it didn't happen. So what happens when it does? People are not going to believe.
Okay, but I
cry and wolf.
I will just reserve judgment until I see it actually happen. I'm not going to believe what any guy says. I don't care how.
And you're not supposed to anyway, because
qualified
it's said that no man knows the hour or the day. So if no man knows the hour or the day, what did God call him up on the phone and say, listen, I know I said that I'm not going to tell nobody, not even angels in heaven, no. But you special, bro, and I'm going to tell you, come on, man. Really?
Really?
So
that's,
stop listening to me. Stop listening to
me. I'm not. What I'm going to listen to, though, is something that's really funny to me. These are out from Chicago to L.A. They're robbing hair in for the weave and extension. I mean, that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the scary part about that is, like, say you're somebody who has long hair. You are at risk. I mean, because basically they're stealing human hair. Now, not only are they breaking into salons and stealing their stock of hair, but they're also, the potential is there for them to go after people who, quote unquote, have good hair and just straight rob them and shave their head right there on the spot. So this this goes to all the people who have, quote unquote, good hair. Watch your ass. Because these fools is out here and they are stealing hair. Not just fake hair, but human hair. Now you think the potential is now you'll have crackheads out here trying to rob folks who they think have good hair. I know.
Well, you know, here's something.
Go ahead.
The thing about, here's some enlightenment into the hair thing, because I love hair. I'm a hair freak. I like to change my hair every day of the week if possible. Here's the thing. Hair is big business, and people don't know it, but it's billions and billions of dollars in hair.
Yeah,
and
we all know it.
The stores carry wigs that are worth up to $10,000. They actually, like the wig that Beyonce wears that everybody thinks is her hair, that's like a $10,000 wig that she has on her head. So people are stealing stuff like that because it's selling bootleg on the street.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of money.
Miss 100%, I have to correct you again. When men are watching the Beyonce video, I promise you,
they don't care.
We are not looking at her hair. I guarantee you, I've been in the house of men, and when we're watching Beyonce's video, we are not looking at her hair like, oh, wow, her hair is amazing. That never gets said.
It's so beautiful, how it's
I promise you. Hair does not come up when Beyonce.
There's another side to the hair still people don't know about.
Oh, okay. Well, see, all
real quick, another side to the hair still.
What did you say?
Koreans And another side to the hair stealing, there are two different ethnic groups that are top of the game as far as the hair selling business. And the Koreans have locked up the market on the hair. So, say, for instance, we're black and we start a hair store, we can't get fair pricing on hair. As the Koreans can get it for pennies, we have to pay triple what they pay, maybe five times the amount. So what are they doing? They're trying to find a way to steal the hair and sell it bootleg so that they can make their money and not have to go through the Koreans.
What?
So it's a funny story, but it's a lot that goes into it.
Okay. Well, once again, I have to.
How do I know?
All right, but I hate to break it to the women, any women out there listening. Men, I mean, we look at hair to a point, but I'm just going to say that the hair, it gets looked at like 5% of the time. Then after that.
Hey, you look nice today. Okay. Right.
Your hair is awesome because we know that y'all worried about your hair. We're not. If you catch a man in the video camera your man looking at you, I guarantee you his eyes are not up, they're down. Moving on. The NCAA, my favorite people. They're talking about banning the I black messages and adding penalties for taunting. Like if you score and you look back at a guy or you dive into the end zone unnecessarily, they're going to now take away the scores. I've already said that college football is not a real sport. It's almost like golf now. I mean, you can't do anything that's fun to celebrate what you do. And this, it's like, come on. You can't score.
You hurt my feelings.
Right.
So, come on, really? It's football.
Right.
Get over it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't get it, but I don't care too much for the NCAA. I think they're retarded. Sort of like I think these parents, I've had this in my mental Rolodex for a minute. There are some parents, an Israeli couple, who named their kid Like. Now, Lior and Barda Adler, that's the name of the parents. And they named their girl after the Facebook Like button. And it reminds me of when you see some of these kids, and there's been a debate over names for a while. And my thing is always, hey, if you want to mess something up, mess yourself up. You can always do like Chad Johnson did, name himself Ocho Cinco. Mess yourself up. Why you want to ruin a kid's life?
Don't think that's the kid's future. Yeah.
Yeah, you name your kid
that's true.
I mean, come on. How you going to go through the world with a name Like? They say, Like Adler.
I have one that works in it.
Well.
Tallulah does the hula from Hawaii.
Tallulah?
Some people named their child Tallulah does the hula from Hawaii. And a judge took their parental right away from them immediately.
Well,
and renamed the child and gave the child back.
Now, I'm partial to this because I don't think that the law should be able to name your kid or take your rights away because they feel they take your rights away. I'm not for that because I, of course, harken back to roots and your name, Toby, as opposed to Kunta Kinte.
Yep.
But I digress. I'm just saying that I'm addressing the parents out there. Hey, if you want to play around with a name, name yourself. Don't mess up your child.
Yeah.
Name your child something, quote-unquote, normal. Don't name your child Kalula Does the Hula from Hawaii or Clitoria Jackson or like. Don't do that. Anyway.
Don't even fool with it. Just wrong.
Yeah. On that note, we go on our first break. This is De La Soul, The Grind Gate.
If the meek shall inherit the earth, then not the weak. Let me inherit the street. Fuck. You know what I mean? I mean, I love life, man. You know what I mean? Life is beautiful. It's just the shit in it that's fucked up. It's rough, but it's fair. People gotta go out there and bust they ass for a job. I mean, my dad got 5 kids, man. And I mean, you know, he hates driving a bus, but he loves 5 kids. You feel me? I'm a rhyme artist. Out here trying to grind my hardest. Up early so to milk the cow. Keep my John Deere out here plowing the fields to keep my John Hancock's worth up in the now. Went from hanging on blocks to hanging on a chart position. It's part of my mission to hanging on top. Gotta get your poly cracker on with them crackers and them shiesty ass niggas if you like it or not. I've been rewired to work more efficiently in the dirt. I'm hands on with it, all up in my cuticle. Some try to get off the farm or fell into harm or getting in the game of the street pharmaceuticals. But I was raised in the blue collar themes, having white collar dreams, cause I see what it means to know the meek shall inherit the earth. But don't forget, the poor are the ones to inherit the debt. You can bet I got better things to do than that. I was a dick who got jerked by Tom and his boys. He came on my land, seized my cattle and catalog as if it wouldn't leave me less than toy. But I'm far from bitter, even further from quitting. Got a grind date to make, no time for sitting and playing Xbox. Stand up and exercise, my rights is a scene to Bob Ness and die. It's the grind. I'ma milk the cow and cook the meat. Grind gate. At least I have some kind of food and drink. Because sometimes you can't come back. Like mama said, if you need 5 cents, don't ask for 3. Ask for 10. That's what's up. Don't fuck around, Marty. I ain't here for that. I was born with the boom bap. Respect the name. My hands-on experience was hands-on my first contract. Taught me quick how to respect the game. Introduced to the block. Got used to the block. But your neighbors be the ones to throw shit on your lawn. It's like every single time we pop, they got annoyed. But we got ahead and we got along. Putting work on them calendars. Worse on them calendars. Were the hot days that broke the camel's back. The grind to make today look great. And paint a tainted picture of tomorrow's in enamel black. Meat grind, street grind, some whatever the beast. I'ma take it at the horns to the pinky toe horn and show you why we hit it far. When it comes to putting in work, once again it's on. I'm just like everybody else, man. Every nigga with above average potential. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm a gentleman. I'm saying that I know how to act like a gentleman. Grind day in order to get the things that I need. And if I gotta come out my nigga bag, I'ma do that. This ain't no accident, man. We stand here. Man, and I'm proud of my team, man. I don't want you to get the wrong. Yo, baby, on the real, I don't have sex with people that I do business with neither. And that's the real. But I do business with people that I have sex with. So if there ain't no conflict, let's get this grind on, cause I'ma fuck the shit out of you. That's work.
Together you gotta be smooth,
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was De La Soul, The Grind Date. Don't forget, the meek shall inherit the work, the earth, but the poor are the ones who inherit the debt. And speaking of the poor inheriting the debt, I'll miss 100%. I'm just floating around doing my doing my newspaper reading, reading about my sports and whatnot. And I just happened to run across a posting talking about the rapper Game's new video, video called Red Nation, featuring Lil Wayne, banned by MTV and BET. I'm shocked it's banned by BET. You figure that BET love playing ignorant shit. And so,
right.
And the conspiracy theorist in me says that MTV and BET may have had a deal struck with the record company, banned the video so we can sell more records.
Right.
This video, for those of you who haven't seen it, is basically the rapper Game and Lil Wayne, and they're pretty much promoting Game. You know, put up your red, bad nation, and you
talk basically an invitation for everybody to join the blood,
I mean, the invitation, but just that negative stereotype put out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to promote a way of life that leads to a circle of death and violence.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Because that's what they're about. I mean, that's what they're about. That's all they know.
Yeah. So,
and I mean, it's what they eat and breathe. I mean, it's just, and it's a sad thing, too. Because there's so much more to life than, I mean, why are you allowing a color run your life?
Right.
What? Really?
Yeah, there's a whole language behind it, too, that I'm not going to try to confuse myself with. I had a partner that was a banger, and for the 2 years that we was around each other, I still don't really understand the word that he was saying. It's ridiculous. And for those people who are like, well, yeah, he's keeping it real, talking about what's really happening on his block. I'm like, so we should just talk about ignorance. We should talk about promote how to hurt one another in the name of a color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm for fighting against ignorance and keeping it real and talking about what's really happening out there, but I'm not going to promote ignorant folks. I'm going to talk shit about you.
And that's the thing, that's something that's happening in their little corner of the world, but that's not what's happening everywhere else. So why focus on the minority when, you know, the majority is doing bigger and better things? You know, we're advancing, we're getting smarter, going to school, we're bettering ourselves. Why should we belittle ourselves and bring ourselves down just because the Game of Lil Wayne says we should?
Well,
because it's supposed to be cool or popular.
Now, I know you had something you wanted to talk about as far as Lil Wayne goes.
And it goes, right with this, as far as ignorance. Three little girls, I'm not going to say their names, but three little girls from Baltimore actually did a letter to Mr. Wayne in the form of a rap. And basically the song was saying, we come from kings and queens. We're destined for greatness. Why do you call us otherwise? I heard that you had a little girl. What do you call your little girl? If you call women bees and hoes, what do you call your little girl? How would you feel when another guy comes along and calls your daughter what you call it, our mother? So the little girl, you know, I love the video. You can Google the video and watch the video. It's a very inspiring video to see such young little girls, you know, taking a stand like this. But then on the flip side of it, I'm sorry.
No, I said defending themselves.
Right. And on the flip side of it, when we talk about ignorance, we have people who say that they're Lil Wayne fans. They are sending these little girls death threats. They're sending hate mail to them, sending death
threats. Now, let's look at the irony of that. There are folks who would defend somebody because they talk bad about people, but they are going to attack little girls who basically don't want to be disrespected. On the other hand,
right,
if you have these same people, when the cops come in the neighborhood and do something bad, or a criminal do something in the street, whatnot, and beating up old ladies, whatnot, where do you do that?
Right.
Scratching their nuts in the corner somewhere. And
exactly. Everything is just so twisted up. It makes no sense whatsoever. To lead these little girls along, you know, they're standing up for something that's right.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, it's not just about the leaving little girls. It's a mentality. And you have a mentality where you go after what's right and you support what's wrong. That is the height of ignorance. That's the height of ignorance. I mean, sort of like changing the subject here. It's like the people who are attacking Lance Armstrong, like, not that this is important, but I just have to talk about it because people are talking about, oh, he's on steroids. And they saw him using it, whatnot. And Lance Armstrong has one ball. Now, not making light of it, but for those, Lance Armstrong, the cyclist, who won the Tour de France a few years, he won the Tour de France a few times. He got a football. He had one removed because of cancer. Now, from what we know from steroids and whatnot, they shrink your balls. This is
right.
Allegedly. So we're saying that one guy with one ball will do something to make the one that he has left disappear? And just some common sense there. That is important. It's not important, but I'm just saying we look at the people who are accusing this one guy of trying to make his ball disappear. Makes no sense. And then you have these guys who want to attack little girls because they have the nerve to not want to be called bitches and hoes. Now they don't corroborate together, but they still, neither one of them makes sense. I don't know. I don't know why I brought Lance Armstrong's ball into the equation. So
stop touching his ball. Leave Lance alone.
No, I'm just saying it don't make sense. You're saying that he want to make his ball shrink, and at the same time, you got these, I think they all cousins. I think they're all cousins. I mean,
yeah.
I read something, and maybe this is the explanation. They're saying that scientists have created a sheep that's 15% human. And so this sheep has, It has 15% human cells and 85% animal cells. And what they're doing with this, and the conspiracy theorists in me may be thinking that maybe it's reversed, and they haven't told us that these people have 85% sheep in them, and 15%. And so what's happening is these 85% sheep are all hanging out with each other, and I'm sure there are some 5%ers who would laugh at this. But the 85% sheep, they all get together, and, you know, they're white, black, whatever. And they all, like, mixing with each other. And even if they're apart, there's some black sheep, there's some white sheep, there's some Asian sheep, there's some Mexican sheep, some Puerto Rican, whatever. You name it, there's some sheep in there. And they got 85% of this sheep in them. And maybe that's the explanation of why people are so damn stupid.
Stupid. And why they act so animalistic.
Right.
They act a part animal.
Right. They have that sheep.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because if you can put 15% of a human in the sheep, how much of a sheep can you put in a human?
I'm
just saying. I mean, there's a Canadian newspaper that there are scientists who confirmed that there's extraterrestrial genes in human DNA. Now,
oh, really?
Yeah. So, not that we know what extraterrestrial DNA is. I say, what if it's not extraterrestrial? Once again, what if it's that sheep?
It's a mixture of being walking around with sheep balls.
hey, you know.
Sorry, that's a bit.
No, but that's not far-fetched. I mean, sheep, hair balls, and you think about it. When you hear these stories about bestiality and the people, the farmers and whatnot, they always hitting the sheep.
That's true.
And you think about it. Why are they attracted to sheep? Sheep are not
what makes them an animal.
I've looked at sheep, and I'm sure you've seen the sheep on TV and whatnot. I've seen one live at the zoo. I've seen one on a farm. They are not cute.
That is not something that makes you say, hey, now, what's your name?
Well, this is what I'm talking about. There's a woman's ass, and then there's a sheep's ass. And I'm like,
right.
Woman's ass, sheep ass. And you keep going back and forth. Which one turn you on? I look at a sheep's ass like, ooh, really? As you would say. And then I look at a woman's ass like, that's what I'm talking about. Why are people in the sheep? See, I think
okay.
that we own something. That could be it. We make
one of those stories we keep up with, you know.
How else can you explain people attacking little girls because they don't want to be called bitches and hoes? And then I conversely say, you know, the people who attack Lance Armstrong, who won it like 12 years ago, and he got one ball, and you're attacking one man with one ball. I'm just saying. Cheap.
It's like, what's the point? Like, 12 years ago, get over it.
Right. And then, you know, while people are talking about that kind of thing, him and his balls, whatnot, well, one ball, nobody's talking about the United States in the House passing, well, extending the Patriot Act for 4 years. You know, until June 1st, 2015.
Right.
And before people say, oh, well, you know, the Patriot Act came up under Bush. Well, the Obama administration had asked Congress to renew it. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Patriot Act is, the Patriot Act it has provisions that allow the U.S. government to use roving wiretaps on multiple electronic devices and have access to business records relevant to alleged terrorist investigations. They also permit secret intelligence surveillance of non-U.S. individuals who are not believed to be connected to any foreign power. Now, think you think about that for a minute. We supposedly caught the guy.
The guy.
Yeah, and now supposedly the terrorist threat, I mean, although they have ratcheted up, they said, well, he had plans to attack the United States. They even had the nerve to say, well, he had plans to use the poor folks in America, specifically the poor black folks in America, to attack the government. And I'm like, obviously, he has not been watching BET or whatnot to know that that shit don't work.
Oh, well.
maybe he thought because they banned Red Nation that, you know, there was a chance that that he could use black folks to attack. And I hate to tell him this. The sad, honest truth is you can't use black folks to attack the government. Black folks.
Because they could be attacking each other.
Yeah, we only want to kill each other.
Like Rogan.
Yeah, we
go to one.
Yeah,
right.
we gonna hang out in the hood and kill each other.
Right, hang out into the hood and consume it until it's just eat until it's all gone. Kill until it's all gone.
Yeah.
And then what?
Yeah, well, I mean,
talking about the Patriot Act, that goes in line with what we've been talking about as far as they're able to detain you for any reason, for any amount of time, if they just have a suspicion about something that you may not be doing wrong. They have they're going to put into the law into effect that they can just come into your house. You know, if they suspect that you're doing something wrong inside your home, they don't have to have a search warrant, nothing. They can just bust in and take you off the jail. And then also the fact that they're trying to stop U.S. citizens from leaving the country with the thing about the passports. You have to know your grandma's address before you were born in order to get a passport.
Well,
so really, come on, people. Okay, think about it.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing. I mean, a lot of this stuff you could talk about, and folks don't really care about things of that nature because, quite honestly, they don't see it as something that affects them until the police is busting in their door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's why I think that 85% sheet. I think that's in the DNA. And on that note, we gonna take a commercial break here. This is Immortal Technique. Payback.
Invasion. Yo, Green Lantern, man. Now we do, man. We shitting on niggas.com. New York connection, Miami connection. We a problem.
Fucking snakes, man. Fucking up our lives. I'm gonna take a piss in your oil field. I want some motherfucking payback, though. Yeah. I wanna run for president, and the focal point when I'm campaigning is to put FEMA to work on a plantation at Camp David. Demand payments for New Orleans with the best assortment. Launching missiles at the White House for tech performance. On the lawn and I just let them burn till death's confirmed. Laid to rest with worms, cause otherwise they'll never learn. I form a coup attempt with anthrax through the fence. From out of package I got in the mail that you just sent. these Republicans, I'd let them live so they could see us overthrow the government. Let's fuck with them, have the first lady beat me off till my semen's launched, then I skied across her face like Peter North. And I won't leave a doubt what we about when I cream her mouth, or leave a drought, bleed it out on Condoleezza's couch. I'll seek this route without regret and drink a brew that think of you, cause if it's the last fucking thing I do, I'll...
sometimes, you know, why we can't make a connection with what's going on here in your backyard and in somebody else's backyard, I ask the question, what connects the people in Uruguay with the people here in the United States? Well, I thought it was funny that there are human activists who are, well, human rights activists who are upset at the Uruguay Congress because they upheld their military rule amnesty law. Now, what is a military rule amnesty law? that is where all the people in the police and the military that have done wrong toward civilians,
mm-hmm.
they, for some
mm-hmm.
strange reason, aren't brought to justice. Sort of like the Catholic Church, but we're not going to go there. I think that it's important to the people to know, even if you don't know where Uruguay is, that the fact that they can't get justice there, like we can't get justice here, like a cop can bust you upside the head, sort of like they did the woman in Orlando, Florida. The police officers under investigation because he says, and this is the cop's version, that he asked a question and the woman attacked him, and that's how I had to restrain her, and that's how she fell and busted her mouth, broke a few of her teeth. Unfortunately, these guys don't understand that there's video in the world. And the city camera, which was obtained by the investigative reporter, shows the officer taking the 20-year-old woman by her left arm before she hits the pavement. And he mounts her, and he throws her down and busts her teeth. Now, right now, this guy with his punk ass is on administrative leave, paid leave.
With pay, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, which is basically vacation. Because when you're on.
I was going to say that. He's on vacation.
You're
for beating the hell out of him.
Right. And I make that point, and I go back to Uruguay. And there's amnesty for the police and the military police, which is basically the military, where any crime that they committed, they don't get charged for. Now, you'll hear things where we watch the news and we'll talk about human rights violations in the Middle East and all these other places. And then we'll talk about how, well, here in America, we don't treat our citizens like that. We have due process and whatnot. But
that's not true.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm pointing it out. Because I'm showing a third world country where they
mm-hmm.
have amnesty. And then I come to our so-called first world country. And you see how cops can, an ordinary person, it can be caught on video. Not that this is the first time that cops have done something to somebody and been caught on video. And there's no recourse. I mean, we go back a long way in this country with the violation of authority. And there's no recourse. Now, I ask you, how come what happens in a so-called third world country can go on in a so-called first world country and there's no recourse? And that's a case where, you know, them guys you were talking about earlier that was writing them little girls and threatening them? You think that they'd be writing the cops. Because
yeah,
because they did something to someone. I mean, another case in point. The Marines who survived two tours in Iraq, killed by SWAT.
Yeah.
And it's plain and simple. I mean, the guy was killed, reportedly, Jose Guarina. He's killed in Arizona. For what? He supposedly was part of a multi-house crackdown by a sheriff's department. Now, what's going to be the recourse on it? Now, some ignorant folks are going to say, well, he was Mexican. He looked Mexican. He probably did something wrong or was going to do something wrong. But then, you know, that ties into that thing that I always talk about, how we always screamed about support the troops. We support the troops.
Mm-hmm.
We support the troops and the veterans, whatnot. I mean, I've been in the VA over the past couple weeks, whatnot, with my father. And the treatment, the grade A treatment that we pretend like we're given, the troops, the veterans. It's not there. I mean, so you look at it, and I ask you, Ms. 100%, where is the justice in this, and what is the difference between a third world country or these military dictatorships that give their people no rights, and what we got happening here, and right in the boundaries, one in Florida, a woman getting her teeth cracked, and in Arizona, a guy being shot dead in front of his wife and kids.
Well, to me, to be honest with you, I'm just going to say it bluntly, America is safe as hell. That's the bottom line, that we're a nation of people that like to pretend that we're living one way when we're actually living a completely different set of rules. And it's sad that one set of rules applies to one group of people, and then you have another set of rules for a different group of people. And cash rules everything. So it's all about money. So whatever way that they can get money or control the cities and control the government, can control the United States and control other countries is by money. So if the common man is basically broke, you're basically taking away their rights. Because if you think about the set of rules, the rich have one set of rules and the poor have another set of rules. So, and some people might not believe that, but it's the absolute truth, and that's just how it is. And until people start waking up and fighting for rights that we are supposed to already have, then nothing is going to be done about it. It's why keep looking the other way just because it's not happening to you? And, you know, somebody has to take a stand and start talking about this and not just talk, but take action.
Well,
you can talk all day long, but if you do something, nothing's ever going to change.
Well, I find it interesting, you know, like you're saying that people need to take a stand, whatnot. Now, we know that nobody really cares about anything, it seems like. I think about how you're talking about the hypocrisy and how it's cash and nothing else. And I thought, you know, there's politicians and the politics and whatnot. And I don't want to sit in talking about politics and politicians per se. I mean, because we understand that it's about the quote unquote regular people. There was some that kind of brought it home to me, and I wanted to mention this. I was watching the basketball game. Joakim Noah for the Chicago Bulls got into it with the fan. Well, with a fan, a verbal joust, as they call it, talking shit, whichever one you want to call it. And the fan said something to him, and he called the fan a faggot, which, you know, to a lot of people, that's an offensive word, whatnot. Now, not trying to bring myself into the argument, and he got fined $50,000, and we know earlier in the year, Kobe Bryant was fined $100,000 for calling the referee a faggot. Mm-hmm. I say, okay, faggot is an offensive word to be fined, and they even have a commercial. Grant Hill and a few other folks talking about fag and saying gay is wrong. Now, you know me, I've been making a political statement since I first came on the air, because I believe in not saying the N-word and dissing the N-word every which way I can. Where's the commercial for the people saying the N-word is not a term of endearment? We're talking about faggot.
Right.
But the N-word, there's no, I don't get it. I'm still waiting on the outcry against the N-word. You know, and I mean, I've been defending Grant Hill and everybody else. And, you know, you have folks making commercials talking about one word, but what about the N-word? It's not a term of endearment to me. It's offensive. It means ignorant person. It's the N-word.
And what about the little word bitch?
Right.
What about that? If you have people, girls, using it saying, I'm a bad bitch. Well, hold up. Wait, what?
Right.
You my bitch. What? Hey. Excuse me? What are you talking about?
Are we going to get a commercial for that?
Right.
I mean, we're setting an agenda where we can talk about, okay, that's wrong. But I'm saying, if you're not attacking all of it, don't attack any of it. You're not going to subjectively say, okay, well, I'm going to fine people for this, but then all the rest of it is ignorance. We just going to let it go. No, if we're going to attack ignorance, we're going to attack ignorance at all sides, which is...
Right, on every level.
Right.
Yes.
Which was the reason why I wanted to point out, even in Uruguay and Orlando, Florida, my favorite state, Florida, and Arizona, quickly becoming my favorite state, ignorance is high, and how people treat people is equally ignorant, and the people are so-called protectors, officers of the goddamn law, are doing us no favors there either.
Yeah.
And on that
worldwide issue.
Yeah. I mean, it's a worldwide issue. I mean, it's a cultural, societal issue. You know?
Yeah.
If we're going to attack it, we're going to attack all ignorance. Or it solves nothing. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great host that you are. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, for Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.